Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going. So today, everybody shout today. So today we're going to talk about farming, spiritual farming. And I have some dirt here, and I got some seeds. I actually have some work boots. These work boots are awesome. I actually got those bad boys at Goodwill for real, $29 in Palm Beach County. Give it up for Florida, right? So Florida, they're like brand new. I don't think the guy worked much. But we're going to talk about the seeds that you sow and how the seeds that you sow harvest in your life. Next week, we're going to talk about marriage, dating, relationships, because it is Valentine's Day. Weekend's coming up. All the guys need to take a note of that, right? And so people have bad marriages, and they don't realize it's because of the seeds that they sowed, or they sowed the wrong seeds and got the wrong harvest. So this weekend, we're setting up for next week for the seeds that we sow. First of all, the soil is just as important as the seed. Some people take their seed and they just scatter their seed. Just chucking seeds everywhere. In fact, I've seen it even on the side of the highway going down the road, maybe in Miami, Key West. I saw a tree growing up out of a bridge. It's like somehow this tree, that's a real picture I took, off of the side of the highway in the Keys. That's how many of y'all know that looks weird. Somehow a bird or something, come on, go with me on this, planted a seed, there was a little bit of dirt, and it harvested in a wrong spot. Notice this, that you will have the best time, the most success, when you are planted in the right space and place. I love palm trees. Anybody in here love palm trees? Florida ought to say amen. But if you plant a palm tree in St. Louis, it better be fake, because it is cold. Now, there's other trees that you can plant. There's a seed, this seed here in St. Louis right now, this is a tree in snow. A palm tree does not flourish good in snow. Here's what I want to preach to you today. You can have the right seed and be in the wrong soil and therefore never get the right harvest, and you'll always look puny, undeveloped, and never really succeed. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. Come on, shout amen, a better amen. Florida ought to shout it. So I am standing today reaping the seeds of my dad. The Bible said, as long as the earth remains, there's seed, then there's time, and then there's harvest. My dad, we lived in a trailer, and it was hard work, man. It was he had to put the gloves on, and he was sowing a dollar a day when we had no money, and he was planting, he was sowing. He was speaking, and he was taking the seeds. He wasn't just throwing them. He was actually saying, God, I thank you that you're meeting all of my needs. God, I pray over the seed. And then he would come along, and he would water the seed. And then the seed, then time, then harvest. Now, in today's society, I saw a quote, you might have seen it recently, where this famous oil sheik, multi-billionaire, and the quote went something like this. I'll try to remember it. He said, my grandfather rode a camel. My dad rode a Cadillac. I ride a Land Rover. My son drives a Ferrari, and my grandson will ride a camel. Because people forget what it takes to actually grow the seed of a good marriage, grow the seed of freedom, grow the seed of prayer. There's a seed, then there's time, and there's harvest. And if you're not careful, you just think that, you know, I just want the success, or I just want the platform, or I want, here's what the church wants, I want a prophetic word. You can't just have a prophetic word. You have to have the power and the patience to put in the time. Somebody ought to shout amen today to reap the harvest. So I realize where I come from. Nicole will tell you that yesterday I talked to Pastor Rick Shelton, who actually built this building. And I was thanking Rick, and I have no reason really to thank him. I mean, I paid money for the building, umpteen millions, another 17 million to fix it up. But I still go, every time I come in this building, even though he didn't do it like this, I still go, and I say, Nicole, tell Rick what I say all the time. She said, he says all the time, thank God for Rick Shelton. Thank God he bought 30 acres. We bought an additional seven. Thank God we would have never had a 37-acre harvest if Rick and Donna and the great people of Life Christian Center hadn't planted the seeds. So I would be foolish to think it was because of me. It is because of the people before me that planted the seeds for me. Somebody ought to shout amen. Therefore, I receive the harvest. The prophetess Rihanna said, you gotta work. You gotta work like everything depends on you, and you gotta trust like everything depends on God. This is seed, time, and harvest. See, there's a lot of people praying when they should be plowing. I've seen opportunity after opportunity in people's lives to where they had a great opportunity, but they didn't want to really work. You think about this great harvest. Go with me, Florida. This is a hay field, but it could be a cornfield. It could be, but the seed is what determines the harvest, not the soil. So wouldn't it be foolish for a farmer to go out there and stand there and never planted a seed, never sowed a seed, and he's standing there and said, what are you waiting on? Harvest. What'd you plant? Nothing. Or even a guy could go up and say, hey, I'm here in this hay field. What are you waiting on? I'm waiting on corn. Did you plant corn? No. Planted hay. See, whatever you sow, that shall you reap. So people are sowing their wild oats. So you sow your wild oats, and then all of a sudden you get the harvest of wild oats. By the way, I do believe in sowing your wild oats before it's just bran. But I think that if you're not cautious, you sow the wrong seeds, and no matter what, you will reap the harvest. This isn't just about money. It includes money. But if you sow love, it's date night with me and Nicole. I go out, coming up, we'll talk about it next week. I sow seeds. Girl, look at that booty. Oh, yeah. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. Look at you. Ain't nobody believing you're a grandma. Because I'm a radical sower. I tell my grandson, you're smart, you're anointed, you're blessed, you're favored. I tell my son, who wasn't a preacher, his biological dad, a great guy, but he's not a preacher. Nobody in Austin's family's a preacher. But I kept sowing. And now he's one of the greatest pastors in America. Somebody ought to thank God for sowing seed. The seed that leaves your hand today, you will harvest tomorrow if you will water it, if you will speak over it, if you will put on your work gloves and become a crazy sower. Oh, I'm preaching this weekend. So you can plant the right seeds in the wrong field and not get the harvest. People are like, I want to live here. People tell me this all the time. You know, oh, Pastor David, we're moving from St. Louis and we're going to Timbuktu. We're moving from Florida and we're moving and we're going here. Why? A job. A job. Did God tell you? No, but it just makes sense. Because what they're doing is they're chasing the money instead of the mission. Now, sometimes God will divinely call you somewhere, but if you're a palm tree, you're not supposed to upplant yourself and go to Detroit. You're never gonna make it. So at our church, we don't move because of a job. We don't move because of money. We move because of mission and ministry, and then the money follows. You see what I'm saying? So many people, again, they go to the wrong space and place, and they really never fulfill their God-given destiny. Let's go to this great passage in Mark 4 chapter, and it said, and Jesus began to teach them by the lake. That's a good word right there. Come on, for the lake house, amen. And the crowd gathered around him. It was so large that he got into the boat. What? That ain't bad either. Somebody ought to say amen for a boat. And he sat in front of the lake for a while, and all these people along the shoreline of the water's edge, and he taught them. What did he do? What am I doing to you today at church? What are we doing? I'm teaching you. He taught them these parables. And he was teaching them, and he said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And he was scattering his seed, and some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. And some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang forth quickly. But because the soil was shallow, look at your neighbor and say, don't be shallow. But when the sun came, the plants were scorched, and they were withered because they had no root. Let's talk about that. So you got some seeds that's just thrown over here. I think I'll go do this for a while. I think I'll sell this for a while. I think I'll do that for a while. And they're really not planting in soil. You've got to get the soil, which soil represents your heart. You've got to lay that soil out. You got to toil that soil. You got to find good soil. You got to say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Heart and head come in alignment with the assignment of God on my life. And then you have to take that seed. Forget about those seeds that's out here and take new seed. Cover that seed with deep learning, small groups, right people. And then again, there's seed, then there's time, and then there's harvest. Now, this is bleach. This is not water. Bleach stunts the growth of seed. Everybody's gasping for air. This is clearly not bleach. This is a bleach bottle. I could drink it, but I won't, just in case they didn't get it clean. But here's my point. People listen to stuff on the internet or let people talk about people of God who have planted seeds and planted words into your life, and now they're pulling you to go, no. You need to gasp for air when that happens, just like you did there, and go, wait a minute. You know what? So-and-so might not be perfect, but nobody is. It was only Jesus, and he killed him. So I'm not going to allow you to contaminate my heart with men and women of God who preach the word. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. So he said, make sure you have good ground. Then he said, some of them just don't have root. Verse 8 says, still other seeds fell on good soil, and it came up and it grew, and it produced, I love this part, get ready for this, Faith Church, it produced multiple harvests. It produced some of it 30, some of it 60, and some of it 100-fold. Ecclesiastes says, sow in the morning, sow in the evening, because you don't know which one will harvest. Be nice to your husband and wife in the morning. Be nice in the afternoon. Speak well of your kids. You don't know which one will pop up. But I've watched a lot of people screw up their lives, and when their lives get in a mess, they really needed their wife or their husband to love them, but they were so doggone mean for so long. All their seeds were on the soil, not in the soil, just outside, radically, kind of growing up out of a bridge. They didn't have this beautiful field to say, here's my family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We're anointed, we're blessed, we're favored. We will not participate in recession or depression or any other diabolical diseases that come on America or any other parts of the world, because the Bible said, with long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation, that no plague would come nigh my dwelling, that everything my hand touches turns to good. My dad planted those seeds in my heart, and because he was broke in a trailer, I ain't broke no more. My kids aren't broke. Hopefully my grandkid won't be broke. And hopefully my great-grandkids won't be broke. But really, it's up to them. You and I don't get a free pass. In fact, I think some people talk about, man, it's really hard to be broke. And then I talk to rich people and they go, it just sucks. It's just so hard to be rich. Which is so hard. You're laughing because you've never been there. But I'm here to tell you, it is. It's hard. Both spots are equally challenged. I grew up in a trailer, and we had to have heat tape on the trailer, and the sewage that would go into the pipes would freeze, and my dad would have to go under there with a hairdryer and heat it up between services, and that's the way we lived. I still remember my dad under there. I still remember frostbite. I still remember no food. I can still remember my hard beginning, so I'm not beginning to decay. May I tell you that America is in trouble because we no longer bless God, so God cannot bless America? This isn't a political statement. We need to go to church. Somebody ought to shout amen. We need to go to church. We need to read our Bible. Don't allow my word today to just go by the wayside. You need to let that bad boy get up in your heart. Because you want a harvest of 30, 60, 90, 100 fold of good things. Harvest works good and bad. Anybody ever seen weeds just growing up in the middle of your grass? What in the world? Plant a little flower bed, you got the mulch, it's beautiful, and all of a sudden now a sunflower or some other kind of diabolical little limb will just pop up every day. It's a poof. Like, man, if I could get my love fern growing like this, we'd have something. I think sometimes that bad things grow faster, or appear to grow faster at least, in your life. And maybe it's because we have not really cultivated our ground. Stirring up your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, what is it you want me to do? He'll tell you, go to church. When you hear just stay home, that is not the Holy Spirit. That's the devil in your flesh, and they are both messed up. When you hear stay home, that's the devil in your flesh. You'll go to a ball game, you'll go to a Blues game, you'll go to a Marlins game, you'll go to Walmart, you'll go to Target. It's just an excuse. What you're doing is you're planting seeds, and now your kids, they won't have a story like my story. In fact, this bobcat, kind of funny, when I drove it out here today, it actually belonged to my dad. I had a bobcat, and it didn't have air. I was rehabbing properties, and then he wanted his own bobcat. So he had a little bit of money, and he went and bought one way better than mine. Mine didn't have AC. His had AC. This bad boy was like $35,000 or $40,000 back in the day. And when my dad died, I just put it in a barn. And year after year, it just sat in the barn. And something in me, I could hear my dad saying, don't sell it. You'll need it someday. And then my brain would say, sell it because you could use the money. At 1416 Larkin Williams Road, it just sat in the barn for years. Just stuff was all over it. But then one day, my ship came in. My seed harvested. The church started growing like crazy, and we bought this property, and we bought our city. And they told me, hey, the new bobcats, if we need a bobcat. They're about $70,000 to $75,000. Well, thank God I already had one in a barn that was brand new because my dad already bought and paid for the bobcat that I drove out here on today. I'm here to tell you that the seeds that you sow today, your kids and your grandkids, somebody ought to help me, will harvest them tomorrow, but make sure you are sowing the right seeds in your children's life. I'll sell that bobcat for the right price. Grew up and produced a crop of 30, 60, and 100 fold trunk. The verse 9 says, then Jesus said, whoever has ears, let him hear. Look at your neighbor and say, you got big ears, listen. I mean, pretty ears. If you have ears, let him hear. Now, when Jesus was alone with his disciples, he told them things about the kingdom of God. And then for the sake of time, verse 13, he said, don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand other parables? The farmer sows the word. Here's the answer. Some people are like seed along the path where the word was sown. And as soon as they hear it, Satan comes. Who comes? Come on, shout it. All campuses, what? Who comes? Satan comes. As soon as they hear the word, Satan comes immediately to steal the word and take it away that was sown in their heart. Verse 16, and others like the seed sown on rocky places. They hear the word, but all at once they receive it with joy. Oh, hallelujah. 5 years of grace and favor. But since they have no root, they last only for a short time. Then when trouble and persecution comes, they go, screw it, I'm not going to church anymore. They quickly fall away. Still others like seed sown among thorns. They hear the word, but the worries of life, COVID, it's over, things are expensive. The deceitfulness of wealth, the desires for other things come in and, choke the word. I'm so busy, I can't go to church because I got to take my kids to Little League. God bless me with a boat. I got a bobcat in the farm. I got a jet ski. And they're sowing seeds, but they're sowing seeds to the whirlwind, not seeds that will harvest not only in this life, but have an eternal return on investment. Not just an ROI, but an EROI, and say, you know what? The things that I'm doing today, like going to church and doing what's right because it's right in front of my kids, is going to pay off. Treating my husband or wife nice, even when they're not acting nice. See, some of you are having marital problems because it's been 20 years since you put any seed in the ground. 20 years since you went anywhere besides 7-Eleven to buy a rose that smelled like a cigarette. Am I preaching today? So you got to remember how to say, hang on a minute, I got to tell the woman I love, girl, I was thinking about you today. I was going to work. And I just remember that little skirt that you had on last Thursday night. And I remember when I opened the door for you and put you in the car, and the valet guy looked at you, and I said, don't look at that. Look at that right there. You still got it, girl. She said, oh, yeah. What am I doing? I'm sowing seed. Why? Because I want to bow, chicken, wow, wow, harvest. Somebody ought to shout amen right now. I can't help you if you don't help me. Sow good seeds in your marriage, good seeds in your life, good seeds in your money, good seeds in your mind, good seeds in your heart, because your heart is contaminated by the world, soiled, bleached, if we don't pay attention. Oh, I'm preaching good this weekend. Everybody shout hallelujah. RPC, West Palm Beach, all y'all, everybody. Since they have no root, they last only for a time. When trouble and persecution comes, they quickly fall away. And they get choked out. You have the ability to have divine power on the inside of you. That seed that's in you to do something great, you're going to harvest it, but it takes time. My dad was pastoring the church, and I had so much energy that I could only help him with the church so much because he didn't want to do much except just have church, and that was it, no extra stuff. So I bought and sold houses and rehab stuff and learned to flip these and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But then one day, I was just with him till I was like 34, and my other friends, they were planting churches. They were sowing seeds, and I was looking at them going, man, wonder when I'll sow my seeds. But I was so loyal to my dad, I just kept planting in his field. He didn't want much. He didn't want a big farm like that. He wanted like a little farm. The guy who built this church, he said, when my dad died, I said, hey, I don't know much about pastoring. My dad taught me about preaching, but he didn't teach me about pastoring. And he said, here's the difference between me and he owned this church and your dad. He said, your dad was like a 7-Eleven. You could go there and you could get milk and eggs. I'm like Walmart or a grocery store. You can get eggs. You can get your tires changed. You can get your eyes fixed. And I thought, I want to be a Target. Come on, somebody gotta help me right now. But my point is my dad was cool with little seed, 30, maybe 60. And because my dad had done so much work in my heart, David, I could drop you off in the middle of Arkansas naked with the Bible and you'd build a great church. Stuff I really heard. That's my fair-haired boy. He's just so smart. So he's cultivating my heart. He was sowing all those seeds. So then when opportunity came, my heart was right and I thought, I can do this. Why? Because my dad said I could, because my father said I could. So since God and my dad said I could, I'm gonna harvest. Somebody ought to help me right now. 30, 60, 90, 100 fold return. And I'm here to tell you, you might not have had a good biological dad, but you got the best. Somebody ought to, heavenly father who believes in you. And in this month of Loveuary, he loves you. And my boots are really getting heavy. So now, in our last few minutes, I want to talk to you about being a radical sower. Isaiah 55:10 says, just as the rain and snow descended from the skies and doesn't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work and making things grow and blossom, producing seed for the farmers and food for the hungry. Verse 11, so it will be that my words that come out of my mouth shall not come back to me empty-handed. They will do the work that I sent them to do. And they will complete the assignment that I gave them. I told our guys in the back room, Brandon, over here, this particular property in Ferguson, we have some fields, ball fields. And I said, hey, we want that to grow grass. Let me teach you guys a trick. A 53-year-old guy knows that a 30-year-old guy might not know. I've owned a lot of property. Go get a bunch of grass seed right now because it's going to snow soon. And when it snows, there's something about snow that actually it waters the seed, but it also is weight on the seed, and it gets mushy, and it gets weird. And if you want to grow grass seed, don't plant it in July. Then you got to get a little... You're out doing it, changing the hose all the time. If you will do it and plant the seed now in winter, yes. In winter, you plant the seed and the seed falls deep and then it gets watered. And then all of a sudden now comes springtime, it'll start germinating and it'll start popping out. May I tell you that some of you are in the winter of your life right now and it looks dark, but when that seed hits that dark spot in your life, I'm telling you, come March and April and May and June, somebody ought to shout amen, you're gonna start popping out with a good marriage, popping out with a good deal, popping out with a house, popping out free from lack, popping out free from cancer, popping out happy, blessed, favored. Come on, Florida. Somebody ought to give God praise today. You're so anointed. We're almost done. Maybe. I kind of feel like our church services aren't long enough. I told the guy on the way here, I said, do you feel like it's too short? Anybody feel like it's too short? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you feel like it's too long. See who you are. Always one guy in the back, see him, it's too long. There's always one wise guy. Check this out. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. Remember, whosoever sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each one of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give. Remember, your heart's your soil. Not reluctantly or out of compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Ecclesiastes 11, 6. I quoted it, but I want to say it here on the screens. Put it on all screens. Plant your seed in the morning. Keep busy all afternoon. You don't know what profit will come from one activity or the other, but maybe both. So what I did with my life is my dad said, just plant a few seeds. I want one church with one service. And that'll be my one thing. And I was like, let's plant in the morning. Let's plant in the evening. Let's plant Saturday night. Come on, somebody. Let's plant in Florida. Let's plant online. Let's get up in the metaverse. And I just became a crazy planter. I'm just going to plant. I'm just going to plant because I don't know which one's going to set. Let's go to Illinois. Let's buy a theater. Let's buy a church in Florida. Let's buy another church. Let's get online. I'm here to tell you, you ought to just go crazy. I'm dreaming about a house. I'm dreaming about another house. I'm dreaming about a wife. I'm dreaming about a vacation. I'm going to keep sowing my seed until I get my preferred harvest. Give God some crazy praise today. Woo! You don't know which seed's going to come up. Nobody knew when they were writing Happy Birthday, the tune, that it would be such a big hit. Everybody knows Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, Happy Birthday, everybody. If it's your birthday today, you're welcome. That's quite the tune. You don't know which song is going to go crazy. You don't know which dream is going to take hold. All I know is if you don't get down though and get dirty, and if you don't toil the soil and you don't keep doing what's right, if you're just one of these guys, you don't have enough soil. I go to church when I feel like it. I'm not going to be in your small group. Okay? Don't. Stay over here by the wayside. But if you get in the right group, there's people in our groups that are harvesting not only millions of dollars, I don't want to talk about money all the time, but happy families, great sex, good kids. But they're toiling it, tilling it. Sweat equity, man, it's hot up here. You water it, and then you wait. Sit there, download it on your iPod. They that wait, boring as heck, on the Lord shall renew their strength. This is what happens when you wait. How long I gotta wait? I've been waiting for a week. I've been waiting for a month. Been waiting for a year. Do you know it took me 34 years before I ever became pastor? It's taken me 18 years to do this. I was not an overnight success. My dad planted seeds. I allowed the seeds to grow, and now I keep planting seeds, and now seeds are harvested off of my seeds. Have you heard this? You can count the orange, the seeds in an orange, but you can't count the oranges in a seed. You can open an apple right now. You can open an apple, rip it open, and you can count how many seeds are in that apple. But what you can't count, how many apples are in that seed? Billy Graham's mama didn't know he was Billy Graham. I was with Nicole's mom yesterday. And Nicole, her mom is gorgeous. She's pretty near 100 years old. Works out. Running up hills with us, exercising. But she didn't know who Nicole would be. All she did was took her to, Sunday school when Rob, her dad, wasn't saved yet. But thank God for a mom. She didn't know she was raising a girl that would reach millions of people and they'd read her books around the world. All she was doing was taking care of her little kid. All she was doing was watering the seed. All she was doing, you ain't staying up that late. She did the best she could, but how many of y'all know with Nicole, that was a hard job. Okay, so it doesn't mean that your seed or offspring is going to be perfect, because we're not. But since Jesus was perfect, here's my closing couple minutes. If you'll just plant the seed, buy the Bitcoin and leave it alone. Buy the stock, let it be. Buy the Bobcat and let it grow. But people are always like, I'm leaving the new thing. I want to move on to the new thing. And for real, I bought these work boots at Goodwill, for real. I'm not all about spending a bunch of money. If I can buy it cheap, I think I'm kind of classy, so if they see you coming out, they'll assume it's expensive. Y'all spending money on Gucci, I buy fake Gucci from Chinatown, and people assume it's real on me. Somebody ought to take a lesson. Because, see, my value is not in the stuff I wear. My value is in not what people think of me. I march to the beat of the Holy Ghost drum. I do what the Lord wants me to do. And then I just keep planting, keep plowing, keep shoveling. When you don't come to church, I keep going. Plant it, preach it, pray it. Prophesy it, plan it. This was a meeting last week. Preach it, pray it, prophesy it. Try to get winded. Because it's hard work. And if it was easy, everybody would have a great church. If it was easy, everybody'd have a good marriage. If it was easy, everybody'd have good kids. If it was easy, everybody'd be rich, tan, skinny, and happy. But it ain't easy. Raise your hand. If you're liking the sermon, wave at me. We're done now. Last scripture. Genesis 8:22. Come on, Florida. By the way, I'm so proud of Royal Palm Beach and West Palm. Every Sunday, Royal Palm Beach is growing like crazy. Will you give it up for our Florida campuses this weekend? Unbelievable. So evangelistic. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold heat and summer, winter, day and night, and it shall not cease. Life's going to get boring sometimes. Life's going to be exciting sometimes. I've been married to the same woman for 25 years. I was married to another woman for 8 years prior to that, if you put all those years together. I've been married most of my life. But Nicole will tell you, and I'll tell you, I know all the good stuff about her, and I know all the bad stuff about her. She knows all the good stuff about me, and she knows all the bad stuff about me. But in Loveuary, all the time, she has to see the goodness of my soil and my heart. I have to see what she said was, but what she meant was, and we keep our relationship, we'll talk about that next week, loose, fun, and fertile. Some of y'all, your dirt looks like, you're nice. I love you. It's not sticking. But here, it's receptive. Look, I got an automatic waterer now. I figured out a system. As we close, stand up with me. How many of y'all raise your hand and say, Pastor David, there's parts of this sermon today that I felt like, man, you were talking right to me. Raise your hand. God, I pray right now for every person in the sound of my voice that calls Faith Church their home. God, that today as we've watered the word in their heart, they will see the harvest in the area that they need it most. Satan, we rebuke you in your power and love you, Larry, and we say, God, that you're making a way where there was no way at all. God, it doesn't look like their marriage could make it. It doesn't look like their finances could make it. But God, we know that there's seed in the ground. And God, someday, soon, we're going to start seeing a little sprout here and a little sprout there. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody shout amen. And it looked as if it was over. Sing it, church. You made a way. Standing here today. Because I'm standing here only because. One more time. You made a way. You made a way. How many of y'all feel like that the Lord did something in your heart that's going to set you up for this week better? I believe it. Make church a priority with your kids. I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for, I know I talk about my dad a lot, but he's in heaven. I know he probably hears a sermon or two over looking over. And I want your life to turn out right. And by the way, it hasn't turned out yet because it's not over. God's going to make a way. Hey, some good news. I wanted to put up the update. A lot of you guys have been asking. It's been a few weeks since I showed it. Where are we at on the giving update for the Heart for the House? Look at that. You guys have given, well, $1,387,000. Stretch your hands toward it. Say, Father, we believe that every seat, all 2,500 seats, are paid for. $1,000 at a time, $5,000 at a time. God, help me to plant a seed for every member of my family. I'll buy a seat in Illinois to take that state with our first church. I'm going to be the one that has the money to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. It's kind of cool and love you where every weekend we're going to do like a cool story. We should be seated. Just take a couple minutes to check out this cool story that we did for Shantae.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.